Something that's been happening more and more lately, and we hear about, you know, you hear about it on the news, you see it on social media, is parents deciding to take their parenting public and make bold pronouncements to publicly shame their children into some sort of behavior. The latest comes out of Georgia. Craig Schlickenmeyer, I believe is how you would pronounce this gentleman's last name. He's a dad. He's a soldier at Fort Stewart. His daughter is very sloppy, I guess, when it comes to keeping her room clean. They've been going at it back and forth. I stopped having this argument, quite frankly, at home with my daughter because I love her dearly. I weep for her roommate next year at college because my daughter, slob seems harsh. She's not concerned with tidiness when it comes to her room. Is that a more politically correct way to put it? Does that couch it a little better when I say that she's not?
The longer way to say slob.
Sure, yeah. She's a slob. The kid.
But that slob sounds kind of. It sounds kind of nasty.
Right. It does have a negative connotation. Which it should, because you're not. But anyway, she doesn't like to keep things tidy. Well, I guess this young woman, 17-year-old girl, doesn't like to keep her room tidy either. And so her father was fed up, and he did what no other father in America would do. He took all her furniture and moved it out into the driveway, and then he painted a sign that said, "Your messy room is now out in the driveway." It said, "Haley, room moved to driveway. Clean it next time." And that would be fine. No, it wouldn't be fine. All right. That would be one thing. Let's put it that. That would be one thing. To move all your child's furniture out to the driveway. One, you got a lot of time on your hands. You know, how messy can it be if you can get to the bed and stuff to move it out of the bedroom? But anyway, he empties her bedroom out and puts it on the driveway. Then he hand paints this sign on a big piece of plywood. What'd he do next? Well, of course he put it on social media, because it didn't happen if it's not on social media. Somebody driving by snapped a picture. That went up on social media. So now everybody knows that Haley's room was, such a mess, and Dad is punishing her by putting her furniture out on the street. Now, at some point, and I think we've determined when that point is, your parenting skills now become a desperate cry for attention. Because you're like, I need to show the world what an upstanding and disciplinarian, what an upstanding parent and harsh disciplinarian I am. And I'm looking for public acceptance. So please comment on my picture. Like it. Tell me what a wonderful father I am and how you're behind me and all. What's the message then to the kid? That's what I don't get about any of this public shaming. If you can't do your discipline in-house, what do you think is going to happen when you take it public? So now your daughter the dad said he said his daughter's an honor student. She's never been in any trouble. She's a good kid. All of that. So, all right, if she's all of those things, really, how important is a messy room? And I know that's the line you draw. You know, listen, I put up with a lot, but I will not put up with socks on the floor. You can do whatever you want. You got a hookah in there. You're raising chinchillas. Whatever you're doing in your room, I'm fine with it. You pick up your socks right now.
You honor student.
You honor student. You kid who've never given me any trouble.
Where you've studied for all those A's you get need to be cleaner.
Right. Because, you know, the tidy environment obviously helping her along. Please. Again, honor student, this kid. His intent. This is his intent. Well, maybe should we let him? We'll hear a little from him. Because I got to hear what a Craig Schlickenmeyer sounds like. Thankfully, he's not out of breath from taking his kid's furniture down to the driveway.
One day I had enough of it, and I just picked up her belongings, and I set her room up in the driveway. My intention was just to surprise her a little bit and let her know that we were serious about taking ownership and pride in her room and doing the right thing. When we tell her to clean it up, you need to clean it up.
All right. And listen, I'm not one to. I want my daughter to listen to me when I tell her to do things. I think children should listen to their parents. I also think that at some point parents need to chill out just a little bit and pick your battles. And really, if you're the overall picture is you got a good kid who's doing all this stuff, and her room. Now it doesn't say how messy the room was. I don't know if it's the rest of the house is very clean, and you open her door and it's like Mr. Peabody's closet. It's like a hoarder is living in there and things just start falling into the hallway. All right, that's a little much. But again, he was able to get into the room and get the furniture out. So it wasn't one of those where you open it up and some weird cat lady is living there and she's got newspapers since 1908 all piled up and it's a maze to get to the bed. I don't think that was the case here. So he just wanted to surprise her a little bit. Yeah, I guess that worked. But if that's, again, you want to do that, that's on you. You parent how you want to parent. But then why post it to social media? Why, if your real intention is to just surprise your child, then why add public humiliation to the deal? Why paint the sign? Because here's a little tip. Your honor student's coming home because it doesn't sound like she's a vagabond. She doesn't have a bindle. She's not out hitting the streets, roaming around. She's coming home to study in her messy room. Just having her stuff on the driveway would be surprise enough. Because you're walking home, oh, I'll text you later, OMG, I can't believe it. Hey, what the? You won't believe this, my dresser is in the driveway. She's going to get the message without you broadcasting it to everybody who walked or drove by your house or everybody on social media. Because now you've taken discipline and turned it into embarrassment. And the message isn't take ownership and clean your room. The message is, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to embarrass the hell out of you in front of everybody you know and I know.
And aren't I a clever parent?
Yes.
It's kind of the parenting version, you were saying one time how high school kids come up with all these clever, innovative ways to ask each other to the dance.
Right.
In fact, my cousin today was telling me that someone asked her to the prom and he gave her a Rubik's Cube. They had to solve. She's in high school. And so she had to solve the Rubik's Cube and then spelled out the word prom.
I would have never gotten to go to prom if that was my invitation.
I said, that's natural selection right there. He wants someone who's smart.
Right. So, yeah, he's not going to prom with some idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe a messy honor student. I know one in Georgia.
But exactly. But, this is kind of like the parenting version to show you, that's fun, all this stuff we're talking about with the prom.
Sure,
and that's a
yes.
good time. But the parenting version is kind of nasty, but it's also like showing you, aren't I a clever, innovative parent?
Right. Look at me.
Look at our clever, you get all this stuff on Facebook. Look at this clever Christmas video this family made in New Jersey. Oh, my God. They made the kid look like a reindeer and they
sure.
did all this,
Yeah, you have to be clever. And if your life is not in the public eye, it didn't happen. We're getting a lot of text feedback to this. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 312-981-7200. Especially if you're a parent and you've done something like this. And I'm not, again, if you wanted to set the stuff outside, I think that's over the line, but okay. It's when you take it to the next level and turn discipline or a message into public embarrassment. Now you're creating resentment in your kid. Now he claims that he and his daughter, they're fine. Everything's cool. They went out the next day and they picked paint, so they painted the room because it was empty. So she's got a new paint job, and she's learned to take ownership. Take ownership. She could take ownership of a hammer just while he's taking a nap. Listen, I don't condone that, and I hope that that's completely false. That's not what I expected a Schlickenmeyer to sound like. I expected Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. Yeah, well, listen, that's for Texter in the 414. He's a very bad dad. Was like that, I would leave home. That from the 630. From the 773, my father would put our stuff in trash bags and lock them in his trunk, and we had to earn it back. Wow. All right. So getting both ends of the spectrum. We'll get a little more on this and so much more as we move forward. It's WGN. Talking about this dad moved all his kids' stuff onto the driveway, all his daughter's furniture, because she was very messy, so messy. So now she gets to study in the driveway. How's that going to enhance her grades? Sitting out in the driveway with all her furniture, being publicly shamed. And again, not only did he do that, then he took it to social media, and that's where I have the problem. Because now, Joe pointed this out, what if your kid is computer savvy, and now your kid is angry, and your kid goes on and they have social media? Oh, suddenly the tide has turned. Yes, but it doesn't sound like this kid is the kind of kid who would do that, but you pull some of these, you embarrass your kid too much, and it's bound to lead to something. It's going to lead to estrangement.
Therapy.
It's going to lead to therapy. It's going to lead to just unpleasantness all around. And is it worth it? Because parents all know this. And even if you're not a parent, even if you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter. Even at work, we all have to pick our battles. And some things you have to step back and look and say, all right, in the overall scheme of things, how important is this? Is it worth a nonstop argument? Is it worth a battle? And, I mean, like my daughter, who, again, organizationally challenged when it comes to putting laundry away, things like that. Is it that important? No. Every once in a while, we'll make a stand. If, you know, if she's having friends over or something, we'll say, well, then you have to clean up now. And she'll do it then. But on a day-to-day thing, these kids have so much other stuff to do. You know, I don't go in a room. I look in there. I know what's in there. I'm not carrying her furniture down to the driveway by myself, I'll tell you that much.